In the high desert regions of Nevada, Oregon, and Idaho, you will often find a people called the Basque, who are sheep ranchers. In fact, the Basque have been in this area for generations, and their traditions in farming and much more are still quite important today. We go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In northern Nevada, you'll find a group of people with several generations of history in the area.
Well, the Basque originated in Europe, of course. They don't have a country with defined borders. They have a Basque country that's called, but it's more of a region that straddles Spain and France.
Dana Toth says the Basque began arriving in the area around Winnemucca in the 1890s.
They were going to the northern parts of the county to work in the sheeping industries. That's very common to where they came from.
The Basque came here for sheep ranching, and those roots are still strong today.
If you look at the property records for ranching in Humboldt County, you will see Basque name after Basque name after Basque name. So, yes, very active still.
Although the Basque have lived in this region of the U.S. now for several generations, the culture they brought from Europe is still very evident.
There's a very strong concentration of Basque culture still in Winnemucca today. There's actually several different dialects, and some of them, they don't understand each other very well, which is a shock to me when I learned that. The Basque people brought with them not only tradition, they brought cuisine too.
Dana says a visit to a Basque restaurant sometimes involves people requesting an adult beverage called a pecan. And apparently it's very strong.
They say one pecan, two pecan, three pecan floor.
This town celebrates the Basque and even holds an annual festival that is quite popular.
Their dance, their competition, their festivals they put on are all very recognizable as Basque.
The Humboldt Museum here helps tell the story of the Basque, a group of people who have been very important in the ranching industry and still live the traditions brought here from Europe. Traveling the countryside in Winnemucca, Nevada, I'm Andrew McCrae.